Hello, this is Jim doing another audio boo. I haven't done one in quite a while. This is one I'd been thinking about doing for a while because another person I'm following on Twitter that goes by the handle Isoban has mentioned Second Life a couple of times in his audio boos and stuff, so I thought I would talk a little bit more about that. The picture here is I'm in some sort of anime land, and I'm getting attacked by some sort of spell or something that just kind of, it's pretty harmless, it just moves you around. But it was kind of unexpected, so I was glad I got a picture of it. So I got into Second Life. I think maybe there was a post on Boing Boing or something about something that was really fascinating there, and I started reading all the stuff about it. And at the time, my computer couldn't even handle it. But I made an account and stuff. And the customization of it I thought was pretty exciting. And it has their own so you sort of sculpt 3D objects in real time, and then you can there's a scripting language, a programming language that gives them functionality when you click on them. And here, this is me. I actually bought this bicycle. I couldn't resist. This is how the interesting people make money on Second Life. But where the real money is in land ownership. And this is a thing that kind of turned me off of it once I got to the point where I thought I was gonna maybe, I wanted to stream music or. Just do something, have my own little plot of land. And it used to be that when you signed up, when you paid for it, because it's free, but you can't live there if you're not paying the monthly fee of like $10 a month, $9.99. It might be more now. But anyway, they no longer give you a free little patch of land. What happens is land goes up for auction. And when you own land, well, first of all, you have to pay to own any land at all. You have to pay your monthly fee, and then however much land you own, you actually pay a tax on every month. But what happens there is they have this, they auction off land, and then people buy a ton of it and then divide it up into little squares and then rent land to other people. So it's very difficult to obtain your own land there now. And if you even if you can, you're probably going to have to pay more than it's actually worth because it's just so hard to get. And then once you buy it, which you will have to buy with actual, like you would buy it in game with Linden dollars, but it's actual cash money. I don't know what the conversion rate is. But anyway, that's what goes on there. That's the big, and I think it's sort of a, I don't know, I find that interesting because these people, and it's how it works out here in the world too as well. Like these people that buy up all the land and then divvy it up and rent it, they're not really providing a service or doing anything. They're just making money off of having money, as opposed to the person that made this bicycle. Which I spent 300 of my Linden dollars for, and I've never actually bought money in the game. So it was free, but now I only have $190 left. Can't buy much with that. And yeah, I guess this, 5 minutes really isn't enough time to talk about stuff like that. So that's just my little point. I was a little turned off that I couldn't get my own little plot of land, because you need it to stream music or if you want to do something like that. And I could rent, and then it's sort of like double renting, because you're so now you don't really own the land anyway, it's virtual land, but now there's like twice removed ownership and you're renting. And yeah, so but this place, this location that I'm at right now and me riding a bicycle is the cool thing about Second Life. This person, whoever made this, owns all this land, and that's pretty interesting. And that's it for this audiobook. Boo. All right, bye.